Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should old sin begin to overtake you, and old Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you'll find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, sister? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Be your altar. Read a chapter every day. Lift your eyes up to the skies above you. Kneel right down and start to pray.
Now, children, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, children? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Bible every day. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, January 25th, 2021. As you may know, I started a practice last Wednesday so that each and every Mark and Friends program will always open up with a verse that has been encouraging to me and I trust will help us exalt the Lord's name together. In fact, this verse 30 of Psalm 18, my son and I read through over the phone yesterday as I've taken on the practice that Pastor Jason Schiffel suggested many months back and actually has been doing since the whole COVID-19 pandemic hit, where he's been getting on the phone with family members and they've been taking turns reading scripture. And as Jason and I have mentioned, I think they started in the New Testament, finished that, began in the Old Testament, and now I think they're somewhere in Isaiah or beyond. So I started this practice a few weeks ago with my son in Baton Rouge. I call him up and we talk for about 1 to 2 hours, and our practice the last maybe month, at least 3 or 4 weeks, is we're reading portions of scripture together. And so I think we started in 1 Thessalonians, and I said, hey, let's just jump to the Psalms. So we've been going through the Psalms the last few weeks, and I think yesterday we read about 6 or 7 Psalms, and this one crossed the path, and I thought, how wonderful this verse 30. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. And if you're like me, I've learned to often take refuge in the Lord because He's a good God and His ways are perfect and His word is flawless, as is the word, capital W, the Lord Jesus Christ. And on this Memorization Monday, what a great verse to take comfort in. And it validates the importance of knowing the Word, of memorizing the Word, that the Word of the Lord is flawless. And so on this Memorization Monday, we're going to be looking at Matthew 28:18, which says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" And this is Jesus talking about the authority that God has entrusted and placed into Jesus' hands. Now, Jesus, being God, yet being fully man, there's kind of some mystery there, but he's God's one and only Son, begotten of the Father, and yet with the Father from all eternity. But he came to this earth, that's what we celebrate at Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us, lived on this earth and taught, brought healing and hope and change, did various miracles, validated that he was God in the flesh, and then paid for our sins. The penalty required of him was death. He died on the cross for you and for me so that we could have our sins cleansed, that we could have a relationship with God, that we could, as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our Lord and Savior and recognize that he's taken away our sins, then that eternal destiny is reserved for us, those of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to have a reading in just a few minutes on Matthew 28:18 from the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. So I'll read 2 pages from that book. And by the way, those of you in Springfield, we got all the books sent out for those of you that purchased them. And I think I dropped off 4 or 5 copies the other day at the WLUJ studio. I think 3 of you reserved them to be picked up there. So know those are available. And we just love this book that encourages us to memorize Scripture, to have it on our heart and mind, to think about it, to let it saturate our mindset, something that we can cling to or draw on during times of despair or confusion, or when we need an answer or direction. So I totally recommend reading the Scriptures and being a part of Memorization Monday. So to set the tone for today's verse, Matthew 28:18, I've chosen 2 songs. The first one, Sarah Paulson singing "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," followed by Marty Goetz singing "The Spirit of the Lord." So as you prepare for this day, or for some of you as you close out the day, recognize the great power and authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has. He deserves our worship, our attention, our passions, our faithful walk in being his disciple and being that ambassador for God. So let's praise him through this song and think about, as we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, working out kingdom purposes in our lives. Here's Sarah Paulson, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name."
Oh, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me. Yes, the Lord has anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor and to bind up the broken in heart, to proclaim His freedom to all who are bound, all who are bound. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me. Yes, the Lord has anointed me. He sent me to preach the year of His grace, and that vengeance belongs to our God, and to comfort all those who mourn and who grieve. All those who grieve. For mourning the oil of joy, and for the spirit of sorrow, the garment of praise. And they will be called the trees of righteousness planted by God's own hand, that He may be. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and my soul will exult in my God, for the Lord has anointed me. Yes, the Lord has anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor and to bind up the broken in heart, to proclaim His freedom to all who are bound, all who are bound. Exult in my God, for He clothed me with garments of His salvation. He's wrapped me with robes of His righteousness. Yes, upon me is the Spirit of the Lord. Upon me is the Spirit of the Lord. Anointed me with the Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That was sung by Marty Goetz, and before that it was Sarah Paulson's version of All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And some of you might remember way back, probably 23, 24 or so years ago, we had Marty Goetz in for a special concert at the Twin City Bible Church in Urbana, Illinois. And he grew up Jewish, became a Christian, remains Jewish, some would say a fulfilled Jew, or a messianic Jew or a completed Jew, but he loves the Lord Jesus Christ, has a very distinctive and unique style of singing, and appreciate his message about the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Those of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we're anointed, we're encouraged or commanded to preach this good news to all those around us, to comfort those who grieve, to give hope and encouragement and healing to those that are hurting or lost, to proclaim the good news to the poor and freedom to those who are in bondage. And so let's be about that today. Well, with it being Memorization Monday, we're looking at Matthew 28:18, which says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Matthew 28:18. Now I'll read from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. This chapter is titled Sent, the Great Commission, and Our Global Task. Matthew's book, the most Jewish of the Gospels and the one immediately joined to the last page of the Old Testament, ends with Christ's Great Commission to the whole world. Matthew begins his account by designating Christ the Son of David, Son of Abraham, and King of the Jews, and he ends it with missionary mandate to the nations. Furthermore, it's incredible that Matthew didn't choose to conclude his gospel by describing our Lord's spectacular ascension. He doesn't even end with a promise of Christ's return. He says nothing about the coming of the Holy Spirit. The last chapter of the first gospel climaxes and ends abruptly and dramatically with the command to take the news of Christ's resurrection to the last place on earth until the last day of history. If you read chapter 28 carefully, you'll notice there are actually two other great commissions leading up to this final great commission. In verse 6 through 7, the angel told the women at the tomb, "He is not here, for he has been resurrected, just as he said, 'Come and see, then go quickly and tell.'" In verse 10, Jesus himself intercepted the women as they ran from the tomb. "Go and tell," he commanded them. Then in verse 18 through 20, we are all commanded to go and tell, and this command is preceded by an all-encompassing claim. Jesus declared that all authority is his in heaven and on earth. With that supreme authority, then, he has appointed you and me to do our bit throughout every day and wherever we go to spread his good news. The Great Commission was apparently spoken by Christ on a mountainside in Galilee. We know the 11 apostles were there, but perhaps he had a larger audience. As far as we know, this is the only time that the risen Christ made a prearranged appearance. The other 10 or so post-resurrection appearances were unannounced, but this one was arranged by Jesus in advance and explained to his disciples even before he died on the cross. Matthew 26:32, 28:7, 10, and Matthew 16. There's no indication this was secret information, so presumably the disciples came with their families, children, and friends in tow. And this is likely the time when a crowd of 500 saw the risen Savior, 1 Corinthians 15:6. Some of these, having only heard the rumors of the resurrection, were doubtful, Matthew 28:17. Seeing him in the distance, they questioned. But as he came closer, they all saw him and worshipped, verses 17 through 18. The words Jesus spoke have fueled the mission of the church for 2,000 years and will propel its ministries until he returns. And then this chapter closes out with a quote by Hudson Taylor, "The Great Commission is not open to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed." Hudson Taylor. All right, listening friends, well, some great thoughts to think about as you ponder, consider, and memorize Matthew 28:18, which says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Well, blessed one, those of you that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, He's empowered you with the Holy Spirit to do tremendous works, to do great works, both small and maybe unnoticed, to widely known with a phenomenal impact. But it might be just that caring word, that compassionate listening ear, that gentle touch, that message of hope that will have ripple effects maybe on that individual and a host of people that person will touch in the coming days. So do your part today. Faithfully proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and look for those divine appointments, those opportunities where you can be His hands and feet to be that encouragement to others. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.